Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Lapine High School, where your Amity Warriors get set to take on the Lapine Hawks. Sorry about the technical difficulties we had. We were trying to get set up, and we had some issues here with connectivity, but we've got those all worked out now. Mr. Devin McShane walking by me. Maybe we'll get him on the air here at halftime and talk a little bit about yesterday's big victory. He's sitting down, going to chat with my family here. All right, we're set to jump this one at center. And it's a kind of an ugly tip at the Warriors' control, and that is Shaylen McClain winning the tap there and getting it to Keely Graham. Graham working the right side out to Dumbler. Dumbler looks at a three. That one's a little short. Graham battling inside. Ball pulled out of there by number 11. That is Ramirez. Ramirez gets the ball in the hands of the point guard, Mickle. Back to Ramirez now at the top of the key. Warriors in the man-to-man defense now. That's what they went to in the second half yesterday against Lost River and had a lot of success with. Ramirez at the top dumps it into Slater. Slater, we'll talk more about her as the game goes on. She's a beast of an athlete, and I say that with all due compliments. Drive down the right side by Mickle. Gets all the way to the basket and scores. Riley Mickle with first 2 points of the game, and Lapine is on the board. Warriors basketball now. Croxford crosses over top of the key, gets all the way into the basket and scores. She blew by Julie Denise like Denise didn't know what was going on there, and it's 2-2. Great move by Morgan Croxford, the junior guard. Now Mickle, left wing, looks inside to Slater at the high post. Slater back out to Ramirez. Ramirez now gets it to Denise. Denise, their best offensive player, works to the right, traveled on a little shuffle of feet, but they didn't call it. And then ball deflected out of bounds by Keely Graham, so it's going to be Hawks ball. Right side out of bounds, about middle of the key in terms of height. There's a pass into Denise. She misses that shot, a little runner, and rebounded by Graham. Graham, one of the better rebounders for a guard in the state. Wild pass. Husky controls it, gets it back to Graham. Graham for Dumbler. Dumbler for three. That one a little high off the rim. Husky and McClain battling for it, and it goes out of bounds off of the Warriors. So 2-2 game here, 7:04 to go in the first quarter. And it's going to be Hawks basketball. Ramirez at the point now. She and Mickle will share those point duties. Now over to Mickle on the left wing. High post to Slater. Slater going to get three in the key here if she doesn't move. Gets it back out to Ramirez. Ramirez works off a screen to the right side. Now back to Denise. Denise, top of the key, blocked by Graham. Graham came across there after she got screened and made the pass, made the block. Gets it to Morgan Croxford on the left wing. She misses the jumper, and the ball pulled down by Denise. She gets it to Mickle, and Mickle pushes the ball back up the middle of the floor. Top of the key now. Picks it up and gets it to Ramirez. Ramirez working on Croxford or the right angle. Now they go high post to Slater. Back to Mickle on the right wing, and she buries a little two-pointer there. Mickle with all four of their points to get things started. Warriors down 4-2 with the ball. Graham at the point. Right side to McClain. McClain down in the corner to Husky. Husky dribbles out, pulls up three-point line now out on top to Croxford. Left side to Graham off her leg. She saves it back to Croxford. Almost went out of bounds there off of Graham. A little rusty here. These 12 o'clock starts are a little rough on the body sometimes, trying to get everything in sync. Croxford crosses over to Denise, gets to the basket, left hand up and in, and draws the foul. Morgan Croxford with a great move on Denise. Denise has about 3 inches on her. But Croxford, maybe 2 inches, Croxford just blew right by her with a little crossover, got to the left hand, got all the way to the rack, and Denise late coming across the body and drew the foul. Croxford, free throw, bounces around, no good, banged underneath there, and Ramirez comes out of there with it. So 4-4 game as the Warriors fail to capitalize on opportunity to take the lead there. Ramirez at the top of the key, now to Denise, left of the key, dumps into the high post to number 24, that's Hinkle. Hinkle down low to Ramirez. Now they find it cutting Denise, top of the key, back over right side to Slater, and she knocks down a little 8-footer on the baseline. Good ball movement there by the Hawks, and they get Slater involved with the offense there. Croxford, top of the key three. That's wild. She gets her own rebound. Had her own rebound, lost it. Denise gets it ahead to Mickle. Mickle on the right side, working on Husky. Puts it up off the glass, no good, and Shaylen McClain with her first rebound of the game. Gets it to Graham up the right side, pushing hard. Crosses over Slater, knocks it loose, and comes up with a steal. Nice hands by the big senior post player, Jordan Slater. Now Croxford knocks Mickle's shot out of bounds. Nice block there by Croxford. It's going to be Hawks ball baseline. They get the ball in. A quick pull up by Denise. Good challenge by Graham. And it looks like the rebound there to the Hawks. Mickle. Mickle over to Denise on the right side. Crosses over on Graham. Now comes back out to Mickle. Mickle working the baseline. Gets Graham. Kicks it over to Hinkle. She misses. And Rebound by Dummler. Dummler to Croxford. Croxford head up the floor. Now quick pass ahead to McLean. Back to Croxford. Now she throws it, tries to throw it into Husky. Knocked away by Mickle and stolen by Denise. Denise, and her pass picked off by Croxford, coming the other way, and she's going to pick up a foul on Slater on the sideline. She knew she was going to pick that up, too. She saw Slater slow to get over there. Jordan Slater, one of the best athletes in the state for any level. Great thrower. Lindsey McShane, Amity's three-time state champion, the discus, would tell you Jordan Slater's an absolute beast of a thrower. She is strong. She's quick. And one of the great competitors in the state. And there's a reach-in foul going to be on Ramirez as she knocks Graham down. And everybody's okay there, but that's going to be a reach-in foul. It's a third team foul on Lapine. No fouls yet on Amity. But Jordan Slater, just an outstanding athlete. So strong, great feet. Basketball is not her number one sport by any means, but she'll be a Division I thrower somewhere for discus and shot put. And Croxford's pass tipped by Mickle and picked off by one of the other Hawks. There's the long pass forward by Denise and way over the head of Hinkle and out of bounds. Into the game for Lapine is Courtney Wolf, number four, a 5'4 sophomore. Croxford high post to Dummler. Dummler back to Croxford, top of the key. Now she swings it left side to Andrade. Andrade's pass intercepted by number 11, Ramirez. Ramirez pushes it up the middle of the floor, takes it all the way into Dummler. No good, but she draws the foul. And so Ramirez will go to the line to shoot two. I think the reach-in foul is going to be on Andrade from the side as she tries to challenge Ramirez, trying to get to the basket there. It's 6-4 Lapine right now, 3:58 to go in the first quarter. And let me pull this up here. First one bounces around and drops in. I've got to get a power cord attached here that's not attached. Find it. Second one, no good. Dummler comes down with it. And then there's a steal by Denise. Denise over to Ramirez. And there's a long shot by Ramirez, and she knocks it down. So she hits a deep two-pointer. And then we've got a quick whistle. There's something, one of the plates that covers the volleyball standard hole came loose. So Ramirez gets one out of two from the foul line and then gets the bucket. So it's 10-4. So a little untraditional play there. So that was a three-pointer that they gave Ramirez on that. I thought it was just a deep two. They gave her three on it. Graham cross court to Andrade. Andrade trying to go into the post. Can't do it. Out to Croxford. Back over to Graham. Right side. Puts up a three. Looks good. Little short. Bounces around. No good. Dummler with a rebound on the weak side. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Andrade. Andrade back to Dummler in the corner. A three-pointer from there. That one's way short and off. And Denise comes out of there with the ball. Ramirez now at the point. Comes to the top of the key. Gets it back to Wolf. Wolf on the right side looking at the cutter. Finds Mickle there. Mickle backs it out on the right wing. Then goes to Denise. Denise working on Graham. Throws up a wild shot and McLean with the rebound. Shaylin's pass intended for Graham knocked out of bounds by Denise. And so still 10-4. Under 3 minutes now to go in the first quarter. And Warriors basketball. Once again, just like last night, Warriors offense really struggling to get things started here. They came on strong in the third quarter yesterday. And there's a pass by Graham. She picked up her dribble and then thought she could get it to Croxford and throws it out of bounds. Reg is going to take a timeout here. He can tell his kid's head's down. Body language is not good right now. And this is going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take a quick break also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
With unbeatable record.
Hey, whether you're starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what the size of the job. So call Jed today to get your electrical needs met at 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. McMullen Electric is your friend in the electrical business. All right, Lapine basketball after the turnover by the Warriors. 2:40 and counting to go here in the first quarter. Ramirez with the ball, top of the key, left side to Wolf. Wolf looking at Denise as she cuts to the top of the key, can't get it. Now she takes it all the way in, throws up a wild shot, no good. Rebound by Hinkle, gets it out to Mickle, to Denise at the foul line. Graham harassing her there, working her hard one-on-one, keeping her out of the flow of the game. There's a jumper that's in and out. Rebound by Ramirez back out to Denise, and she buries the little 12-footer. So Denise gets her first basket, the 5'8 senior. 12-4 Hawks. High post, Dumler. Her shot blocked from the side by Mickle, I think. And they get the ball ahead to Denise. She comes into the right forecourt, now throws it down to the baseline to Wolf. Wolf's pass intercepted, and it's loose, picked up finally by Dumler. Dumler tries to shuffle it to Graham, and it's off Graham's hands out of bounds as Denise was harassing the two. And right now, the Warriors just look like they're just not relaxed. They're not confident with the ball in their hands, and they are not really anticipating what's going on around them. Sam Brown is set to come in for the Warriors. Wolf swings it left side to Ramirez. Now down to the corner, Denise takes an 18-footer from there, and that one is good. They left her wide open that time. And it is 14-4. Warriors again struggling to get the offense going for 2 days in a row in the first half. Andrade with the ball, swings it over to McLean. They haven't really gone inside to McLean. McLean takes a 15-footer, no good. Andrade misses. McLean, her shot blocked on the offensive rebound. Bodies tumble into the floor, and Hinkle comes out of there with it and gets it to Mickle. Mickle, top of the key, picks up her dribble, hits Denise on the right wing. She backs it out, now swings it across court to Wolf. Wolf back on the right side now to Mickle. Up top Ramirez, back to Wolf. Wolf starts left, pulls back out, swings it cross court to Mickle for a deep two. That's no good. Long rebound by Denise over Croxford's head. She gets that, swings it to Wolf. Wolf works the left baseline, cut off there by Dumler. Back to Ramirez. Ramirez drives, tipped away from behind by Graham and picked up by McLean. There's the pass ahead to Graham. She's going to take this all the way in, draw the foul, and score! Great job by Keely Graham to finish that off, and what a great pass by Morgan Croxford to find Graham streaking down the floor. Graham tipped that away. McLean picked it up, handed it to Croxford. Croxford threw the baseball pass to Graham about 50 feet away. Graham able to take that in and finish it off, draws a foul on Wolf. 14-6 Hawks right now. And Graham with a chance to cut that lead down to just a double lead. And she buries the foul shot. Good job by the sophomore guard, Keely Graham. 14-7 now, Hawks. Ramirez, top of the key, hands it over to Mickle. Mickle works the right side, cut off by Andrade. Good defense there. Now they dump it down low to Hinkle, off her hands and out of bounds. Good job by Shaylin McLean to come around. Nice half around defensively by Shaylin. Made that a tough angle pass to make, and Hinkle couldn't handle it off her fingertips. 20 seconds to go now here in the first quarter. Graham down in the corner to McLean. Like to see her get the ball somewhere close to the hoop. She tries to make the pass into Sam Brown, knocked out of bounds. 16 seconds to go, and the Warriors will have the ball on the baseline about midway between the basket and the sideline. Under their own basket, gets to McLean. McLean to Andrade. Andrade back down in the corner to Croxford. Croxford fakes the three, takes a 15-footer. No good, and with 8 seconds left, rebound by Hinkle. Gets it to Denise. Denise to Ramirez. Ramirez takes a deep two and buries it. Oh, they're going to say a three. Her toes were closed. She was just looking for somebody else to pass that ball to, and she ended up taking the shot instead and burying it. She ends up with 7 points. No, excuse me, 9 points in the first quarter. 9 of their 17 coming from their 5'6 senior guard. All right, that's the end of the first quarter with the score, Lapine 17 and Amity 7. We'll be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Getting ready for the start of the second quarter where the Warriors trail the Lapine Hawks here on their home floor 17-7 in this consolation match here of the Lapine tournament. Olivia Ramirez leading all scorers in the game with 9 points in the first quarter. Julie Denise with 4 and Riley Mickle with 4. Jordan Slater with 2 for the Hawks. For the Warriors, Croxford with 4 and Graham with 3, and that's it. So a lot of work to do here for the Warriors going forward. But this is the hole they found themselves in yesterday also. Found themselves in a double-digit second-quarter deficit, and in the third quarter really came back. See if they can get started on that here a little quicker. There's a steal by Graham. That'll get things started. She overplays Denise. In hard, over to Croxford. Croxford with a dribble, hands it to Brown. Brown couldn't handle it. McLean comes up with it. Her shot blocked. Croxford ends up with it, and she puts it up and in. Morgan Croxford, with great court sense, finds that loose ball and puts it up and in. So down to an 8-point lead now. Denise over to Mickle, back out to Denise. Denise looks at the three, closed out on by Graham, out to Ramirez. Into the game, number 10, Sammy Byers. She has the ball now for the Hawks. Gets it to Denise. Cut off by Croxford. Tries to throw it inside. They get it back out now to Ramirez. Ramirez to Denise at the foul line. Buries it. She's got a nice release if you leave her open. She's got six in the game. And if you give her a good look, she hasn't missed any of those. They force her into some bad shots, but that's it. Graham takes it hard to the baseline. Draws the foul on Hinkle, I believe. Hinkle, a six-foot sophomore post player. Graham going to go to the line for two shots. It's 19-9 right now. Graham with a chance to cut this back to single digits. Keeley had a three-point play there in the first quarter. She buries the first one here. It's 2 for 2 from the line so far today. That was the first foul on Hinkle. 15 foul on the Hawks. Warriors just have one. Second one up and good also. So 3 for 3 from the foul line for Keeley Graham. And the Warriors have an 8-point deficit to work with, 19-11. Wolf works the ball across court, drives in, draws the foul on the left side. That's either going to be on McLean or Brown. We'll see who they call it. I think it's going to be Brown, but we'll see. Yes, it is. That's her first, second team foul on the Warriors. And so that'll put Wolf on the line. Courtney Wolf, a 5'4 sophomore guard. Her first one is up and perfect. Her first point of the game. So the Warriors going to need to pick up the intensity on the defensive end. They've given up too many good looks here the last 4 minutes or so. And their second one's good also for Wolf. She doesn't look like a girl you're going to want from the foul line if this is a close game down the stretch. Warriors basketball down by 10, 21-11. McLean on the baseline. Fakes a shot against this 2-3 zone. Back out to Graham. Graham buries a three-pointer. Keely Graham having her very good first half here now with 8 points and hasn't missed a lot. Wolf, left side, 7-point game. And she dribbles back around and gets it to Byers. Byers tries the right side, back out to Wolf. Now she hands it to Ramirez, top of the key, a little weave here at the top. Now she goes down right side to Denise. Denise trying to get it into Hinkle. Harassed by Graham and ball out of bounds off of Graham. Nice defense there by Keeley. Keeley's one of those kids you do not want to put the ball on the floor around her. She'll get a hand on it. They inbound to Denise. Graham on her at the 3-point line right side. Fakes the drive. Now she takes a couple dribbles out. Denise is not a good ball handler. And she's very good catch and shoot. There's a steal by Brown. Croxford comes up with a loose ball. Starts to penetrate, gets into traffic, draws a foul. I think that's going to be on Byers reaching in. That's going to be their sixth team foul. It's going to be Warrior ball out of bounds on the baseline. Looks like Hannah Hatch and Lillian Dumbler set to come back in for the Warriors. And Mickle and Slater come in for the Hawks. Brown and Andrade out. Foul ended up being a number 11 Ramirez. That's her second. Their best offensive player, best all-around player there for the Hawks. Left corner three for Croxford. Looks good. Little long. McLean battling. And she's going to end up with a loose ball foul, I think. It's going to be Hawks basketball. And that's going to be the first foul on McLean, I think. So third team foul on the Warriors. 5:57 to go in the first half. 21-14 Hawks here on their home court in Lapine. Mickle now back in the game, top of the key, Croxford on her. They go down low, and McLean picks up her second foul, and that was not a good foul at all. That was one where she was thought she was going to be able to get a steal, got there late, and her body just collapsed across the upper body of Slater. And here's the thing. Shaylin McLean is stronger than a lot of girls she's going to play. She's not stronger than Jordan Slater. She's got about an inch or two of reach on her, but that might be her only advantage on the basketball floor because Slater is one strong kid. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Hawks basketball on the baseline again. So Byers set to inbound, throws it in to Hinkle. Hinkle hands it to Mickle out top. Hatch on her, down right side to Denise. Cross-court pass. That one's going to be knocked away, but Slater comes down with it. Good job there by McLean. There's a three-pointer out top. That one's missed, and we've got a loose ball foul. And it's going to be Warrior basketball. It shouldn't be underneath. That should be 1-1.
Should be 1-1.
going to get that right. Sorry, I had to help the officials out there a little bit. I know you fans at home will appreciate that, but they were going to give us the ball out of bounds. It should have been one-on-one. And so I wanted to make sure Reg knew. Sometimes in the middle of the game as a coach, you don't realize that it's time for a bonus so early in the game. 5:33 remaining in the first half. Warriors down 21-14. Lillian Demler goes to the line to shoot 1-1. Demler hasn't scored yet today. And her first one is perfect. Good job by Lillian. Had breakfast with her grandparents this morning with our family over at the Hampton Inn and Suites in Bend. And Dennis and Lois, great supporters of the program. Don't miss a game. I tell you, they are everywhere. Second one, no good. McLean battles for it. Slater comes out of there with it. So just one, and now it's a six-point game, 21-15. Ball out on top. Denise with it. Croxford working on her, 26, 27 feet from the basket. Picks it up and hands it to Mickle. Mickle trying to go left. She does and gets all the way to the basket. Got two screens in there, and Mickle gets the basket. That is 6 points for her. And that's the same thing she did early in the game. Their first basket came that same way, just driving down the right side and picked up some interference from a couple of her teammates and just kind of little slip screens, and she was able to get all the way to the basket. Croxford now on top, left side to Hatch. Hatch down in the corner to McLean, back out on top to Croxford. Now to Hatch, top of the key, swings it right side to Husky. Husky down low to McLean. McLean, a little short eight-footer, and she buries it. Nice job by Shaylin. First time we've seen her get involved down low, and that's her first basket of the game, first points of the game. 23-17, Warriors trail by six with 4:30 to go in the first half. Denise dribbles into about 15, double dribbles. Nice job by McLean to hop out and cut off her pass. She picked it up and then put the ball on the floor again, and that's the weakness of Denise's game. Girl can shoot, but she is not a good ball handler, and some good pressure defense when she puts the ball on the floor puts her into kind of an indecisive mode. 23-17, Warriors with a nice comeback here in the second quarter. Hatch over to Husky, excuse me, Husky with the ball out now to Croxford. Croxford looks at Husky, top of the key now to Husky, left side. Starts to dribble, back to Croxford. Now the corner three for Dumler, a little strong. Ball's loose, picked up by Mickle. Mickle up the middle of the floor, pushing it hard. Husky cuts her off there, out in the corner to Byers, finds a cutter, Slater. That ball's loose. She gets it back. Little short eight-footer, and Slater knocks it down. Slater, not a real good ball handler, not comfortable with it on the move, but when she gets squared up inside of 10 feet, she's got a real nice release. Back to an eight-point game. Dumler in the corner. Hasn't hit a three yet today. Hit three of them in the second half yesterday. Out on top to Hatch. Hatch fakes right. Now in the high post to Morrison. Back to Croxford. Down in the corner to Dumler. Dumler. Back to Croxford on the left wing. Now on top to Hatch. Hatch 27 feet extended. Top of the key. Now into the high post to Morrison. Morrison not even looking to score here. Takes a dribble, picks it up now. Throws it to Hatch. Hatch stripped away, and there's a steal by Denise. Denise throws it ahead, and Croxford almost stole that ball. And now Morrison does. Good job by Robbie Morrison, and ahead to Croxford. Croxford going to take this in all by herself and lay it in. Good job by Robbie Morrison to trail that play, get the steal, and the assist to Croxford, and it's back to a six-point game. Slater, she's going to be fouled by Dumler as she takes it hard with the right hand across the key. 25-19, 3:05 to go here in the first half, and Slater will go to the line. Slater with 4 points in the game for Lapine. Slater, the I believe, state champion shot putter for 3A and finished second or third in the discus to Lindsay McShane last spring. Great thrower. Real good javelin thrower also. Misses the first one. She'll have one more here on the two-shot foul. Graham set to check back in for the Warriors. Slater's second one, a little strong. Dumler with a good rebound. So a pair of misses there, and the Warriors a chance to cut this down to four. Cross-court pass to Croxford. Top of the key now. She works it right side to Husky. Husky down in the corner to Hatch. Hatch strong with the ball to Croxford. Now they find Dumler inside. Dumler lays it up and in! Great pass from Croxford. Finding Dumler hanging around the basket there. Good ball movement. Dumler cut in from the corner and got herself all the way to the basket and caught the ball. Denise with a elbow jumper. No good. Slater chases down the rebound in the corner. Robbie couldn't get to that before Jordan Slater there. There's a three-pointer out top. No good. Strong and Husky with a rebound. 2:27. The ball knocked away and stolen by Slater. Slater underneath to Denise. Lays it up. No good. Morrison with a rebound. Gets it to Croxford. 4-point game. 2:20 to go here in the first half. 25-21. Hawks. Warriors with a great second quarter here. Croxford dribbles into traffic, back out to Husky. Husky loses the ball. Mickle gets it ahead to Byers. Byers harassed there by Hatch. Back to Mickle on top. Mickle to Denise. Denise squares up from 15, buries it. And that's what she does. If you leave her alone, Julie Denise is going to bury jump shots. If you make her put the ball on the floor, you're okay. Under 2 minutes now, 27-21. Warriors offense last time didn't look good. Croxford dribbled in some traffic there, and that wasn't a good thing. Croxford on top. No player movement right now. In the corner to Dumler on the right side. Back out on top to Croxford. Warriors look a little tired here. Hatch on the left side. Tries to get inside to Husky. Back to Dumler. Dumler sets back for a three. Looks good. Little long. Husky with the rebound. Lays it up. No good. Ball off of Husky and out of bounds. Hatch spiked the, trying to go for the rebound. Spiked it off of Hatch's or off of Husky's head. Took it right off the forehead. They were only a couple feet apart. And she looks a little shaken up. Took that one right off the right eye, I think. So I think she'll be all right, just a little jarred by the force of a basketball hitting her in the face. Hawk basketball with a six-point lead, under a minute and a half now. Ramirez with the ball, left side to Wolf. Wolf looking for Denise down low on Graham, finally gets it to her out by the three-point line. Graham harasses her. She gives it back to Ramirez. Ramirez tries to dribble drive on Hatch. Good cut off there. Over to Denise. Denise to Wolf. Wolf trying to run a little bit of a weave there. Warriors doing a good job of harassing the ball handlers. Ramirez gets it to Wolf. Knocked away by Croxford. Wolf gets it back. And there Croxford gets a steal. Croxford taking it hard. Tries to cross-court pass that. I'm not sure why. She just needs to take that ball straight in. And then a foul on Keely Graham. And Reg getting on Morgan's case for being too unselfish there. Morgan just needed to take that ball to the hoop on the right side. And you force the action when you do that. You either get the shot or you get fouled, one of the two. Maybe both, like Graham did earlier. And Morgan just a little too unselfish. She's always looking for the assist. And that little hook pass didn't have a chance. She threw it right to the defender's hands. So under 40 seconds to go now here in the first half. Hawks ball still with a six-point lead. Warriors have had a couple of chances now that they've blown. This could be a two-point game. There's a short jumper miss. Slater gets the rebound. It was Mickle with the miss. Gets it back out on top to Ramirez. Ramirez crosses it over to Wolf. Wolf tries to get it into the high post. Slater fighting Morrison for it. And then Slater runs into Croxford. Croxford was moving. And Slater's going to go to the line for two with 23 seconds to go in the first half. And that was one of those plays where the Warriors defensed it really well. Morrison went for the steal, had a hand on the ball. Slater was able to pull it away from her. She just couldn't get quite enough of the hand on there to pry it away from Slater. Slater was able to turn then, and that put Croxford a little out of position trying to come across and help defense. And Slater punished her for that, knocking her into the wall there on the baseline. First one good for Slater. She has 5 points in the game. Makes it a seven-point lead. She'll have one more here. It was a two-shot foul. That was the seventh team foul on the Warriors. Second one rattles and goes in. So they built this lead back up now to 8 points, 29-21. Croxford with the ball. Tries to go down low, and that one picked off by Denise. She telegraphed that one. Trying to do too much there. A little sloppy with the ball. Right side, Denise has it. Goes baseline, pulls up, rattles the cage, no good. And good rebound by Morrison. Morrison carries the ball, trying to dribble out of there. Slater putting some pressure on her. 4.7 seconds to go. 8-point game. Warriors need to keep this to a single-digit lead here going in. Then Reg is going to take a timeout to set up his defense, I think. No, he's not. I thought he was. He's not going to take a timeout. Ramirez with the ball. Inbounds it to Mickle. Mickle into Hinkle. Hinkle with a turn hook shot. No good. Dumler with the rebound, and that's the end of the first half with the score. Lapine 29 and Amity 21. So we will take a commercial break here. I'll get something to drink, get my voice ready to go for the second half, and we'll be back with some tallies and get you set for the second half here in just a few minutes. Hey, if you're hungry for some great barbecue in the Amity area and you love that mouth-watering, slow-cooked, smoked flavor, that sounds like you need to get yourself to Janelle's Uncle Jack's there on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is perfect. So yeah, great burgers, brisket, put some smoked meat on some salad. That's one of my favorites. Try to be a little healthy, you know. And no matter what you order there, you're going to love the flavor, love the service, love the atmosphere. Uncle Jack's is dadgum good, and you need to get yourself there and enjoy a good meal. They're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner, and also Janelle will bring her good stuff and cater your special event too. So Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. All right, so first half. Warriors trailing 29-21 at the half. They had some chances there that they didn't capitalize on. And they finish up the second quarter on a nice run, though, to get themselves back into contention in this game. Leading the way, Keely Graham and Morgan Croxford with 8 points each. And Shayla McLean with two and Lillian Dumler with three to round out the scoring there for the Lapine Hawks. Jordan Slater with six, Julie Denise with eight, Olivia Ramirez with seven, Riley Mickle with six, and Courtney Wolf with two. So that's how the scoring has gone for the two teams. And remember, the boys will be playing this evening. And I don't have the bracket in front of me, but it's about 5:15. Let me check with Mona. Hey, Mona. What time do the boys play tonight? 5:15, she says. So that's the time. You'll want to tune back in. I'll be back on the air about 10 minutes before the game starts, get things going there. And we appreciate all that Mona does. She has faithfully done the books for the boys basketball program for a number of years. And that is, and I know she has a little vested interest with Clint playing, but it's still a lot of time, and we appreciate her doing that. And sometimes it can be kind of stressful when your book doesn't agree with the other team's book and the officials want to know what's going on. And everybody's human and makes some mistakes. And so when you've got varsity game action and fans are all excited, sometimes you can feel a little unappreciated. But we want Mona to know that we do appreciate all that she does. Also, our athletic secretary there at the school. And so if you have any questions, you can always give her a call at the high school, and she can answer any athletic-related questions that you have. All right. We've got about 3 minutes before the start of the second half here. So we're going to take another quick
He is Street Level Radio.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you from Lapine High School, where the Lapine Hawks leading the Amity Warrior girls 29-21 at halftime. We're getting ready to go here with the second half. Warriors picked up that intensity a lot. They were down 17-7 after one quarter. And so if I'm doing my math right, they outscored them 14-12 in the second quarter. And had that with a chance to cut the lead down as low as possible, even 2 points there in the second quarter, and just couldn't convert on a couple of very good opportunities. So we'll see if they can get those again. Warrior ball start the second quarter or second half here. Shayla McLean looking for a cutting Graham. The ball knocked away and stolen by Hinkle. Ramirez with the ball, brings it up. Warriors a little sloppy there in their first possession. Ramirez works the right side. Now they go the high post to Slater. Slater looking for the cutter. Stolen away by Shayla McLean. Takes a couple dribbles and gets it to Croxford. Croxford brings it across the timeline. Pulls up three-point line. Gets it to Graham. Graham cross court to Andrade starting the second half. She takes a little 12-footer. No good. McLean with the rebound up, and she's fouled. Basket no good there. And so McLean will go to the line to shoot two. 29-21, Hawks up. McLean buries the first one. Shaylin has turned herself into a pretty good foul shooter over the years. She's always had kind of a nice stroke, a shooting stroke, but sometimes just kind of rushed it a little bit. That one's a little long. Looked good. And Keely Graham steals the rebound away from Slater. Cross-court pass to Croxford, tip, but she comes down with it. Now back to Dumler. Dumler for three. Looks good. Oh, that one's a little left. McLean with the rebound. She misses, still battling, and Hinkle comes out of there with it. Warriors with a couple of great opportunities there, and they couldn't capitalize on them. 29-22 Hawks. Ramirez right side to Mickle. Mickle goes into the mid post to Slater, back to Mickle on the wing. Now back to Slater in the low post, working against McLean, back out to Mickle. Mickle to Ramirez. Ramirez goes to the top of the key, starts left. Not a real good ball handler. They don't really have an excellent ball handler there, but Ramirez is able to kind of turn the corner and slide around and get the shot up and in. And so in spite of the lack of ball handling on the floor for them, they've been able to make it work. And so I would have to think Reg is going to tell me that's on his defense, not on their offense, that's allowing that to happen. There's a sloppy pass. Graham's pass tipped away, intended for Dumler, stolen away by Mickle. Croxford almost gets it back. Now Denise gets it to Ramirez, top of the key. Now over to Mickle on the right side. Mickle looking for the cutter, not there. Andrade doing a good job on Mickle to keep her from penetrating there. Slater now with the ball out beyond the three-point line. McLean closes out on her. Back to Ramirez. Ramirez working on Croxford. Gets a screen from Slater. Picks up her dribble. Gets it back to Mickle. Mickle with Andrade on her. Back to Slater. Working this right side of the court. Kind of a triangle look. Not able to get anything going. Now Ramirez heads to the left side. Tipped away by Graham. Almost stolen. And then finally, we've got a timeout taken by Lapine. Couldn't figure out what the whistle was for there. They're going to take a timeout. That offensive set didn't look very good for them. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. It's 31-22 in favor of Lapine. Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Full timeout taken by the Hawks. And so starting off here in the third quarter, the defensive intensity has been better for the Warriors. They haven't been able to get anything to any good looks here to really go down for them on the offensive end. And you know, the first quarter, it was a 17-7 game, and then it was 29-21 at halftime. So the Warriors did their job in the second quarter there to chip away at that lead a little bit, but really need to put a run together here like they did yesterday in the third quarter to change the way this game is feeling. You know, there's always a feel to a game, and right now this game feels like Lapine really hasn't relinquished control of it at all. And you get the feel that the Warriors are just really playing from an underdog position. There's a deep three taken, missed, and Slater gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Jordan Slater makes it back to an 11-point game now. Croxford with the ball. Right side to Graham. Graham looking at the cutter, not there. Goes cross-court to Andrade. Andrade hits the little 15-footer. Talia Andrade, her first basket of the game. 33-24, Lapine. Ramirez, top of the key extended. You know, the ball handling really is weak, and it just seems like the Warriors should be able to get more turnovers on that. Croxford tipped that one away from Ramirez, but Lapine gets it back. Now Mickle working the baseline, Andrade on her. Talia doing a good job defensively on Mickle here. They get it back to Ramirez. Ramirez just high dribble, not very confident with it, but a good shooter, and so she's always a threat. There she turns to the foul line, misses that one, and McLean with the rebound. Gets it to Dummler to Croxford. Croxford looking to push up the right side to Graham. Graham steps back three-point line to Croxford now on the right wing on top to Dummler. Dummler looks at a 22-footer, a little short, and the rebound by Denise. That one might have been a little early in the offense for Reg's liking there. I think you'd like him to work that ball around. They can probably always get that 22-footer uncontested, especially with this kind of a lead that the Hawks have. There's a drive by Mickle. Throws up a right-handed. No good. Slater had it. Lost it. McLean on the floor battling for it. And we should have a jump ball in there. They're kind of slow to call that. But that'll be Hawks basketball on the alternating possession. So it's going to be Hawks basketball out of bounds on the baseline right side. Ramirez looking to trigger it in. Gets it into Hinkle. Hinkle to Mickle. Mickle now to Ramirez. Ramirez, a little shaky with the ball handling again, but kind of drives in a little and dumps it to Slater right in front of the basket. She misses. Dummler up against her, and Slater misses the second chance, and McLean comes out of there with a rebound, gets it to Croxford up the right side across the timeline. Everybody back on defense. No early offense there. Slides it over to Graham. Graham looks at a three. Looks good. Oh, a little short. McLean with a nice rebound gets it back to Croxford. Warriors just cannot get their outside shooting game going. There's McLean in the high post. Turns around and hits the little 12-footer. Nice job by Shaylin McLean. Quick little feed there into that kind of mid to high post. She turns around and knocks it down. 33-26 Hawks. Ramirez with the ball. Works her way to the right side. Now gets it to Denise. Denise, top of the key. Works off a little screen. Pulls up three-point line. Not there. Back to Mickle. Mickle with Andrade on her. A lot of high screens in this offense, trying to get their guards going to the hoop. There's a good job of Graham cutting off Denise as she wanted to drive. Now it's back to Mickle on the right wing. Starts left. McLean meets her there, knocked away by Croxford. She gets it back. A lot of tipped balls, but not a lot of steals for the Warriors. Now to Denise. Denise with Graham on her gets it back to Mikkel. Mikkel starts to drive, gets to the foul line, throws a terrible pass, but it gets to Ramirez. And Croxford tries to block the ball out of bounds, draws the foul. I think Ramirez took a little shot to the head there, and she's tearing up a little bit but trying to shake it off. It's going to be a two-shot foul, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Lapine to give Ramirez a chance to kind of shake that off a little bit. And Croxford, good sportsmanship, made sure she was okay there. Just a 30-second timeout. So while we're doing that, let me remind you that Tim Harsma at Country Financial takes the time to get to know his customers. He knows that every situation is unique, and his goal is to understand your goals so he can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. Contact Tim Harsma or Country Financial today at 503-565-2043. That's Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. 2:36 to go here in the third quarter. 7-point game, 33-26, Hawks with the lead and sending their best player, Olivia Ramirez, a 5'6 senior point guard, to the line to shoot two. Croxford checking on her again as she comes in. It was one of those unintentional blows that she took there as Croxford came around from behind to try to block the shot, swept across the top of the ball and got Ramirez with her lower body. And Ramirez was a little off balance, took a little bump to the face from something. She misses the foul shot. She'll have one more. Shot she was trying to take was from about 10 feet on the right baseline. And she misses the second one. McLean, good box out on Hinkle to get the rebound. So a pair of misses there for Ramirez, and the Warriors have a chance to cut this down to 5 or even 4 points. Graham, right side to Croxford. Croxford starts to drive, takes it all the way to the basket, up and in! Morgan Croxford getting to the basket and doing some damage there. Her first two of the second half. And it's a 5-point game, 33-28. Ramirez with the ball, working right side, puts up a three from there, little short. Dumbler with a good rebound inside, good box out on Hinkle, gets it to Croxford. Croxford wanted to make a long pass and lost the ball. Now she gets it ahead to Graham. Graham drives into 12 feet or 15 feet, gets it down low to McLean. McLean too deep. Dumbler with the rebound up and in. Lillian Dumbler crashing the offensive glass, and she's got 5 points in the game, and it's 33-30. Warriors trailing by 3, minute 44 to go here in the third. Seems like a lot like last night's game in the way the Warriors have come back. Slater with the ball, gets it back out to Ramirez. Ramirez penetrates to the foul line, traveled, got away with it. Gets it back out to Denise. Denise working on Graham. Graham cuts her off. And finally she gets the ball to Mikkel. Mikkel goes baseline, finds Slater cutting to the hoop, and there's a good job by Lillian Dumbler to come across and foul Slater, not give her that lay-in. That was good ball movement by the Hawks as they got a switch on Mikkel coming off a screen, and then she found Slater cutting down the middle of the hoop, and that was forced Dumbler to come off of her man Hinkle on the far side, try to stop that. But Slater was rumbling from the foul line on that cut, and Dumbler was starting on the other side of the key trying to get across. Slater misses the first one, so that's a good foul by Dumbler. Slater had missed her first two foul shots and made her next two, so she's now 2 for 5 from the foul line on the game. Minute 24 to go in the third. Warriors trailing by 3. Second one up and good by Slater, so she splits a pair of foul shots there and gets it back to a 4-point lead. A little bit of token pressure here. Graham breaks that easily, gets all the way to the foul line, all the way to the basket, draws the foul going up. I'm going to say she's shooting, so that's going to be 2 shots. Nice job by Keely Graham to realize the man pressure, that it was man pressure, not zone, and she just took it the length of the floor once she beat her man, and she'll go to the line to shoot too with a chance to cut into this 4-point lead. Minute 15 to go in the third. Nice job by the sophomore guard recognizing that there was no trap coming, there was no help defense coming on that, and that she had a free lane to drive that all the way until the post player came across to Fowler. Graham hits the first. Keely with a nice game going tonight. She had 8 in the first half. That's her first in the second half. Second one is up and perfect. That's a girl that's worked on her game, I tell you. Last year she came in as mainly a defender and good rebounder from the guard position. She's added some offense to her game this year and just one of those kids that is going to be tough to keep off the all-league team. There's a steal by McLean. Gets it ahead to Croxford. She takes it in. And we're tied. Morgan Croxford. after the steal by McLean. And we got a tie game with a minute to go here in the third quarter, 34-34. What a comeback by the Warriors, down 11 just a couple of minutes ago. Cut this down into a tie game. Mickle with the ball, trying to work the right side. Williams on her end of the game. There's a steal by Graham. Graham takes it down. Denise comes in behind her. Graham lays it up and in. And the Warriors take the lead. Kaylee Graham with an outstanding play with the steal and the bucket. Denise, top of the key, tries to go left side and throws it away. A little bit of pressure defense there, and the lack of ball handling for the Hawks is starting to show up. 29.9 seconds going third quarter. Warriors now lead 36-34, and we've got a timeout on the floor. So with that, we'll take a quick break here as well. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you from Lapine High School, where the Warriors are playing the Lapine Hawks here in the second day of this Lapine tournament. Warriors lost to Lost River last night on a last-second shot, 41-39, and they're in a two-point game now where they've come back. They were down eight at halftime. They now have a two-point lead with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, and they have the ball. Sam Brown into the game along with Dumler, Hatch, Williams, and McLean. Brown, right side, gets it to Dumler in the corner, back out to Williams. Williams swings it to Hatch, top of the key extended. Now left side to Brown, looks at the three, now back to Hatch. Hatch's pass to Williams. Williams in the high post to McLean, back to Hatch. Hatch now left side to Brown. Brown, Hatch, ball stolen away by Ramirez, and then Brown knocks her down, and Ramirez might have hit her head on the floor. Brown checking on her to make sure she's okay. But just a loose ball situation where Ramirez had the steal. Brown tried to get it back and knocked Ramirez to the floor in the process. I think she'll be all right. She banged the back of her head on the floor, but I think she's okay. She's getting herself up without any help there. Took a pretty good shot. So loose ball foul on the Warriors. That's Brown's second foul. Ramirez is going to come out of the game, a little shaken up. We'll see who they send in for her. It looks like it's going to be Wolf coming back into the game. So Wolf, Mickle, Denise, Hinkle, and Slater on the floor for the Lapine Hawks. It's going to be their ball at half court near side of the floor. And a 30-second timeout taken by the Warriors here with 5.5 seconds. I think Reg wants to make sure they don't have a defensive breakdown and allow Lapine to tie this game up going into the fourth quarter. Hey, contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To help protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma from Country Financial, 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. Tim, of course, alumni of one of the several alumni for Amity that support our broadcast programs through advertising, along with Jeb McMullen and Janelle Temple Ralston. All great to have them on board, supporting their alma mater with their locally owned businesses. All right, Lapine basketball here with 5.5 seconds to go. They'll inbound near side right in front of the scorer's table. Throw it into Mickle. Mickle tries to go right back to Denise, puts up a deep three, no good, and ball loose, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. Shayla McLean got just enough on that rebound to keep Slater from being able to corral it, and the time expired. All right, we're going to go to commercial break here. Warriors with a two-point lead going into the fourth quarter, 36-34. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Yeah. We're ready for the start of the fourth quarter. 8 minutes to go here in Lapine, where the Warriors lead the Hawks 36-34 with a 15-5 third quarter by the Warriors. See if they can keep that momentum going here into the fourth quarter. They were down by 11 with about 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then put a run on to really take charge of this game. Croxford left side, back on top to Graham, working the ball around the top over to Brown. Brown back to Graham. Graham now left side to Croxford. Looks at the three, puts it on the floor, takes all the way in, reverse laying up, no good. And Denise comes out of the rebound, stolen by Graham. Graham goes right at Denise, right back to the basket, puts it up, no good. Croxford with the rebound, puts it up, no good. Croxford with a steal, out of bounds. It's going to be Hawks basketball after all of that. Three missed interior shots by the Warriors, but a great job by that guard combination of Croxford and Graham to really harass the guards from Lapine. There's a shot by Hinkle, right side, awkward-looking shot, and she knocks it down. Her first 2 points of the game, and the game is tied at 36. That was a little 8-foot kind of jump, hook, pass-looking shot. It was ugly, but it went in. Brown with the ball, swings it right side to Croxford. Croxford now left side to McLean. McLean goes baseline, draws contact. She's going to the foul line to shoot two. Took it right into the mouth of the defense there and got Hinkle, the 6-footer, to foul her. That's going to be the fourth on Hinkle. They lose a lot of length if she goes out. She's not a big offensive presence, but she's been a presence on the board and really changing shots as people go to the basket. First one, a little bit short for Shaylin. I complimented her shooting earlier, and she's missed her last two foul shots, but the stroke has looked good both times. Just a little short on that one. Second one, a little long, rims around and pops out. Oh, rough roll there for Shaylin. So still tied, 6:49 to go in the fourth. Wolf looks inside to Slater. Slater back out to Mickle. Mickle top of the key. Croxford on her. She backs up and takes a three. No good. Rebound. Slater pulls it out of there and travels. Gets away with the travel. Kicks it back out to Denise. Denise carries the ball and gets away with it. These officials not calling the carries or the travels here. Now Denise into Slater. High post back out to Mickle. Mickle left side. Wolf looks at the three. Not there. Now high post to Slater. Slater hands it off to Mickle. Mickle out. Now top of the key. Works on Croxford. Might have traveled again there. Didn't get called. There's a dump pass inside Denise. Working low post. Turns, shoots over Graham. No good. Shayla McLean with the rebound. She gets it to Graham. Graham pushes it up the right side of the floor. Still tied at 36. Graham slows it down now. Left side to Croxford. Croxford swings it way back to the right. Bad pass there to Dumbler. Had to chase that one down. Now they reset the offense. Croxford to Graham at the top of the key. Passing her around a little bit, looking for something inside. McLean, right baseline, no good on that 15-footer. And then she's going to get a loose ball foul coming through the back of Hinkle, trying to get to that rebound. Hinkle didn't field the rebound cleanly, and McLean thought she could sneak in there. And if you know Shaylin, there's no sneaking in. Shaylin is not a small girl at about 5'10", 5'11", and real solidly built. And so when she tries to sneak between a couple of players, she's probably going to get called for the foul on that. She's not Keely Graham sneaking between players, that's for sure. Hawks basketball. Setting up their offense. Swing it down low to Hinkle. Hinkle backing down Dumbler. Nothing there. Now gets it to Wolf. Wolf loses it. Stolen by Graham. Graham, we got a 3-on-1. Gets it ahead to Croxford. Too far on the pass. And she couldn't save it. Keely Graham, just an unforced error there. And she knows it. Just led Morgan Croxford too much. Williams in and Brown out. So it's Williams, McLean, Dumbler, Croxford, and Graham in there for the Warriors right now. 5:18 to go, still tied at 36. Teams are playing a little tight here in the fourth quarter with this close game. Mickle surveys the scene, gets it over to Ramirez, right side. She's back into the game after bumping her head on the floor. Now they get it into Wolf. Wolf dribbles it back out to the three-point line. Williams on her. Mickle tries to penetrate on Croxford. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Croxford with the rebound. Should have had a foul on Mickle over the back. Nice screen by Dumbler to free up Croxford as she pushes the ball up the floor. Now slows it down to Williams. Williams left side to Graham. Graham looks at the three. Looks inside. Nothing there. Swings it back right side to Croxford. Croxford backs it out. 4:42 to go in the fourth. Tie game. Now to Williams. Williams back to Croxford. 2-3 zone that Lapine has played pretty much all game. They extend it quite a ways. Dumbler for a three-pointer left corner. Buries it! Lillian Dumbler with her first three of the game, stepping up and burying that shot. She's got, what does she have, about 8 points in the game now. Graham battling with Denise down there. Denise gets away from her as Graham falls down, gets it to Ramirez on the baseline, back out to Denise, up over Dumbler, misses, tipped loose, and Williams chases it down, can't get to it. Mickle gets the ball. Reset for the Hawks now, gets it back in the hands of Ramirez. 39-36 Warriors, under 4 minutes now. Get it to Slater. Slater rumbling down the lane, and we're going to have a blocking foul against McLean, and I think that's her third. She got herself into a little bit of foul trouble last night, had four fouls midway through the fourth quarter, played through it pretty well. They're still trying to figure out who the foul is on. And I think they're going to give that to McLean. That's her fourth. I take that back. So now She's going to have to do what she did last night and play the last few minutes very carefully. She and Slater bumping down there. There's a turnaround by Denise on the baseline, and she buries it. And so it's back to a one-point game. First 2 points for Denise this half. Graham with the ball, brings it down, one-point lead. There's a kicked ball, and boy, they're slow on the whistles there. They didn't blow the whistle until after I had said there was a kicked ball. Graham on the ground as she got tripped up after that kicked ball. No harm, though, and no foul there. Croxford with the ball now. Out by the center circle. They come out and trap her a little bit. Gets it to Dumler. Dumler back to Croxford. They extend way out on her. Finds Graham on the baseline. Graham dribbles into traffic. Got into the double team. We got a jump ball, and that's going to be Hawks basketball in the alternating possession. I don't think that Keeley realized that they were going to trap her when she put the ball on the floor. So that same 2-3 defense they've been playing, now they're trapping out of it in the half court a little bit, giving a little different look. Denise on the baseline, no good. And Shayla McClain gets out of there with the rebound. Lots of physicality down there, throws a bad pass, but Croxford gets it anyway. Croxford struggling, gets it over to Graham. She traveled, they didn't call it. Now down in the corner to Dumler. Dumler for three, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, going to be Warrior basketball. Mama mia. I tell you what, a little chaos out there. Warriors going to have the basketball after this timeout by Reg. He's going to take a full timeout, so we're going to take a break here also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Lapine High School, where your Amity Warriors leading the home team 39-38 in this girls' varsity action. 3:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors trailed 17-7 after 1:29:21 at the half, and then took a 36-34 lead by outscoring Lapine 15-5 in the third quarter. And here in the fourth, it's been a little bit of a ratty game now. Both teams, I think, feeling the pressure a little bit of a close game. Warriors to inbound right side of the baseline, right side of the key baseline there. They get it in to Dumler, 15-footer, buries it. Nobody on her. Nice play by Reg McShane coming out of that timeout. And Dumler now with 10 points in the game. Slater trapped on the baseline, and she travels. Good defense. McClain and Dumler able to cut Slater off. Left her nowhere to go on the baseline. Now, Hawks are going to extend the pressure. Under 3 minutes to go. Three-point game. They've got a 2-2-1 full-court trap. Dumler in the middle over the right side to Williams. They break it easily. She holds up and waits for Croxford, and they'll run the offense now. They're extending this 2-3 over to Graham on the left side. They trap her back to Croxford. Back to Graham. Ball tipped. Graham gets it. Holds it. Now cross court to Williams. Williams out on top to Croxford by the center circle. That'll bring the defense way out. There should be something in the middle. They get it to Dumler. Dumler, her shot blocked, but she's fouled by Wolf at the foul line. And so Dumler will go to the line to shoot two. When that 2-3 trapping defense extends way out and they want to trap in the center circle like that, all it takes is a quick pass to the side and then right back to the middle at the foul line area, and something's got to be open there because there's no way that trap's going to get back and take away that pass to the middle. Dumler a little long on her foul shot. One out of three from the foul line tonight. Dumler leading, second leading scorer on the Warriors with 10. I think Croxford has 12 in the game. Second one, good. Dumler steps up and makes one out of two, and the Warriors extend their lead to four. Under 2.5 minutes now to play in the fourth quarter. Home team here struggling to get their offense going. Denise tries to drive on Graham, cut off on the baseline. Tough shot, and it goes in. Wow. Denise with a very difficult shot up over Graham, and you can't ask Graham to do much more than that. Going to have a 30-second timeout on the floor right now as the Hawks try to set up their defense. Down two, 2:15 to go. Hey, see Tim Harzma at Country Financial to learn more about protection for the things in your life that matter most and get started on a plan for a comfortable future. Contact Tim Harzma today at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. And since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. So when you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. You can visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street, or you can go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Appreciate Don down there, the manager at First Federal, and the great job he does in supporting Amity Athletics. Warriors get the ball into Williams. Now to Graham. Oh, loose ball, and it's picked up by Wolf. Bad pass by Graham there, trying to get it to Croxford, or excuse me, by Williams, trying to get it to Graham. Mickel takes a short jumper. No good. Ball rebounded by Graham, and she is pushed. It's going to be a foul, and so it's going to be Warrior basketball. That's going to be on Wolf. 1:59 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors leading by two. Going to have the ball underneath the Lapine basket on the baseline there. They can't run the baseline. It's not been a made shot here. Croxford hands it into Dumbler. Dumbler ahead to Graham. Graham up the right side. They break the pressure. Ball knocked out of bounds. Had the pressure broken, and Ramirez is able to reach in and knock that ball out of bounds. Ramirez is just 2 points here in the second half. Denise just four. And so they've held their two best scorers really in check here in the second half. Great man-to-man defense by the Warriors. Dumbler with the ball. Warriors with the two-point lead. Minute 50 to go now. Croxford gets it at the center circle. Drives around, spins, goes to the basket, puts it up, and in! Croxford going one on two. Got past her, man. Got past the help defense and spun around the big girl to put it in. There's a three-pointer pulled up and buried by Riley Mickel. And so they're coming right back at the Warriors. Graham pushes it up the sideline, cut off by Denise. Now throws it in the high post to Dumbler. Back over to Croxford. Croxford to Dumbler. Minute 19 to go. One-point game now. Croxford with the ball. Only five team fouls on both teams. Dumbler holding it. Goes to McLean on the right side. Almost out of bounds there. Back to Croxford. Croxford throws a bad pass. Gets picked off. Not sure what she saw there, but that pass picked off. And there's a loose ball. Croxford gets a steal back. Poked away by the Warriors. Croxford, not really sure where to go here with this. Now gets it to McLean. 50 seconds to go. 52 seconds to go. Croxford with the ball. Right side. She can hold it. They're going to have to come out. They're going to have to foul twice. Dumbler now with the ball over to Williams. Williams starts to drive and draws the foul. So that'll be 16 fouls, 42.4 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And it'll be Warrior basketball out of bounds. Fouls on number 25. That's her second. That's Denise. And so we're going to have a timeout taken by Lapine here as they set up their defense. They have six fouls. So the next one will put the Warriors at the line shooting 1-1, and so both coaches have a little work to do here to get ready. This is going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a quick commercial break also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KOIC. We'll be right back.
When people come to Newburgh Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburgh Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball, where your Warrior girls are leading the Lapine Hawks 44-43 with 42.4 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors have five team fouls. The Hawks have six. It's going to be Warrior basketball out of bounds on the baseline. Left side of the key about 8 feet or so. Warriors have controlled this game from about the three-minute mark of the third quarter on. They have played very well, but a lot of turnovers here in the fourth quarter by both teams. A little sloppy. It was 36-34 Warriors at the end of three. So they've been outscored, 7-6 here in the fourth quarter. Dumbler with the ball, almost lost it. Gets it out to Williams. You can hold it here. Back to Dumbler. Dumbler in the corner. Swings it wide to Graham. Graham beats Ramirez to the ball. Ramirez reaches in. It goes off of Graham and out of bounds. Keeley a little sloppy with the ball there. 31.3 seconds to go. Neither team has taken good care of the ball here in the second half. Quite honestly, for most of the game, the Warriors haven't taken good care of the ball, but they've done a good job defensively. And that's a blocking foul on Croxford, who doesn't like the call. And by the way she's moving there, I thought she might have had five on her. I don't think so. It's only her third foul. And that's no harm because it's going to be ball out of bounds with 26.6 seconds to go. Croxford needs to get her head in the game here, not let that frustration. She thought she had drawn the charge there. could have gotten herself a technical because she slapped the floor after she saw what the call was and really protested. Okay, they inbound the ball to Denise. She gets it down in the corner. She's stuck down there. Slater gets the ball, goes in, loses it, and they're going to have a foul called on Dumbler, bailing out Slater, who had no chance. Slater was out of control, fumbling the ball, and they're going to call this foul, I think, they're going to call it on Shayla McClain. That's going to be 5 on her. And Reg complaining, saying that Slater traveled, which clearly she did. The ref says that she was pushed, but the bottom line was the travel happened long before there was any contact. She was fumbling the ball, couldn't control it very well. Dumbler and McClain both had their hands straight up. So Shaylin out of the game with 20 seconds to go. That's a tough loss for the Warriors there. So Robbie Morrison into the game. She's going to be down low on the right side here. Slater going to the line to shoot one-on-one. Slater has been good and bad at the line. Missed her first two, made her next two, and then split her last two. So here she goes, one-on-one. First one is up and no good. A rebound, though, taken by Ramirez. Throws it out to Denise. Denise, top of the key. 19 seconds now. Gets it to Wolf. Wolf penetrates. Strolled away by Croxford. Croxford's going to dig at the length of the floor and then back it out. Smart girl. Backs that out. Gets it out to Dumbler. Dumbler to Williams. Williams. She's fouled. She'll go to the line. I think Morgan probably should have just taken that in and scored, but she thought she could run the clock out. And I think that's what Reg's going to talk to her now. Hey, take the lay-in and make it a three-point game. Now we put Williams at the line. Maylin Williams, 5'3 freshman, stepping up to the line here. Transferred in from Sheridan High School, I believe, or from Sheridan School District this year. And her shot is perfect. What a big shot by the freshman. Steps up and knocks down the first of a one-and-one. And she's going to get a second one now. Second one is up and perfect. Doesn't even touch the rim on either shot. It's a three-point game, 7.4 seconds to go. They get the ball over to Slater. Slater puts up a deep three. No good. Ball loose. Picked up by Williams, and that's going to do it. Warriors get out of here with a victory, 46-43. What a fantastic job by Maylin Williams to seal the game with a pair of free throws, getting hugs from her teammates. What a great job. Huge steal by Morgan Croxford on that last possession to get the steal and to get the ball down ahead, and then backed it out to run some more clock. Got the ball to Maylin Williams. She gets fouled, goes to the line, and the freshman steps up and makes both of her free throws on a 1-1. And so the Warriors survive a game where they were down by 10 after 1, 8 at halftime, took the lead by 2 and won by after 3 and won the game by 3 points. And what an exciting basketball game this was. All right. Let me see if I can get you some totals here real quick. Croxford had 8 in the first half, 6 in the second half for 14 in the game. And Lillianne Dumbler had just 3 in the first half but came out with 8 in the second half and 11 overall in the game. Keely Graham really kept him in the game in the first half with 8 points, had 4 in the second half, 12 in the game overall. And Maylin Williams, of course, with those two big free throws, her only points of the game. Talia Andrade had 2, and Shaylin McClain held in check tonight, just 5 points. But, boy, she did a great job on the boards once again. Right up until she fouled out with 20 seconds to go, but great job, had her hands full with some big girls down there around the hoop. Warriors especially doing a fantastic job in the second half of really controlling the real good offensive players for Lapine. Denise had 8 in the first half, only 4 in the second half. Slater had 6 in the first half, just 3 in the second half. Ramirez had 9 in the first half and just 2 in the second half. And Mikkel was 6 in the first half, 3 in the second half. Wolf, 2 in the first half, didn't score in the second half. That's the kind of defense we're talking about. Great man-to-man defense. They dealt with the half-court trapping pressure of the Hawks very well there in the fourth quarter. And really young kids stepping up into roles that they haven't had to have before. So, once again, Warriors get out of here with a 46-43 win. They go to 1-1 on the season. And nice win for Reg and the girls tonight. So thanks for joining us for this game. We'll be back on the air just after.